The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to The Latina Lens, where we discuss the beauties and struggles of growing up as a first-generation Latina. I'm your host, DJ Dulce. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Latina Lens. Today's episode is going to be a very interesting one. Today, I'll be interviewing one of my close friends. She is a first-generation Latina student pursuing a career in occupational therapy. This interview focuses on her educational journey, cultural identity, and experiences navigating higher education and healthcare as a first-generation student. You guys have heard my story. Now it's time to get a glimpse of hers. Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, and what being a first-generation Latin student means to you?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me today. My name is Kaylee. I am a senior at Dominican, majoring in psychology, pursuing a career in occupational therapy. I grew up here in Marin County, California. My parents are from a small town in Guatemala called Las Cruces, Sija. Being a first-generation Latin student means pursuing an education my parents never had the opportunity to access, and using that opportunity to honor their sacrifices while creating a better future for myself and for my family as well.
Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your background, Kaylee. Another question for you. Growing up, how was education viewed in your family, and how did that shape your path to college?
Growing up, education was seen as an important factor within my family. My parents grew up in poverty, in which, starting from a young age, they were obligated to contribute and support their parents. From my mom's experiences through working at a young age, she was only able to go to school from grades kinder all the way to second grade. Through my dad's side, he was never able to experience what it's like being in a classroom setting due to him losing his parents at the age of 4, in which he was raised and cared for by his grandmother. With this, he was only able to work just for him to get a plate of food, which was difficult for him in the long run since there was not a lot of access of jobs during his time. From their experiences, this pushed me to figure out on my own and motivate me to pursue a higher education so I can create opportunities my parents never had.
Thank you for being able to tell us about your parents and their background. I think we definitely have commonalities with that because my parents also didn't grow up with education. And my mom, she went to middle school only, and my dad, he stopped at elementary school, and he just had to work and provide for his family and help his siblings, which I think is definitely something that's very common with a lot of our families as Latin students, because life is definitely different in Guatemala or in Mexico or in any other state compared to the United States.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like this has to do with the fact that being raised in a Latin family, most of our conversations involved around education and being able to pursue a career.
Speaking about career paths, how did you first learn about occupational therapy and what drew you to this field, especially here at Dominican?
As a psychology major, there were a lot of options I was looking during my first semester of junior year. However, I didn't know what careers or what fit into what I wanted to do in my future because it was a lot to think about during that time. So being able to go to the library at Dominican, being able to go to office hours with my professors, with their help, I was able to find occupational therapy as a career. I started to learn more about what they do, who they serve, and how it looks like to be an OT. With this, I was able to have a connection with the OT club at Dominican, where I was able to not only build connections with students who were in the PhD program, but also ambassadors as well, where they would tell me more about what they were doing as an OT student. What drew me to this career was more allied towards my experience through my undergrad. So starting at my freshman year, I began to do work study at St. Raphael School, which they had an aftercare program that contributed all the way through my journey now at Dominican. from there, I was able to listen, engage, and observe, but also communicate with the children there, which gave me more of a spark on why I was so intrigued and so passionate in learning more about children, especially when it came to the autism spectrum.
Speaking of St. Raphael, that's actually where I first met Kaylee, and that's where our friendship actually began. And we had so many commonalities, and working at the same school, it definitely opens a lot of eyes, especially in different healthcare careers, because I know for you, occupational therapy was definitely a number one option, especially after working in aftercare. And for me, that's when I knew I wanted to work in pediatrics, because I feel like I create those connections with the students, and the love of the school just brings so much joy. And I want to bring that into a clinical setting as well. And I feel like that's definitely something very important, is having those types of experiences and putting yourself out there with different opportunities that are given at Dominican, which definitely leads us to our ultimate decision of which career path we want to go, because we're obviously giving so many options, right? It's not like we know as soon as we graduate high school. It definitely takes a lot of time to figure out where we want to go. I know you talked a little bit about how you knew you wanted to do the OT program your junior year of college, but as you were entering college, what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced as a first generation student going into a completely new setting?
So one of the biggest challenges I faced was being the first person in my family to attend college. But I feel like this had to do more with the expectation of even going to college, just because I feel like I was always compared to my oldest cousin, who now is getting her doctorate degree in neuroscience. So I feel like I didn't have much guidance on how to navigate college or who to lean on, since also my older brother didn't attend college. I feel like I was all on my own. So as a young adult, I had to figure things out on my own without any direct help from anyone or my parents, which was overwhelming at times. And I feel like I didn't know who to go or who to talk to or who to lean on. I feel like another big challenge that has to contribute to entering college was me being a commuter. I feel like it was more hard for me to build friendships and feel connected to campus in the beginning. Yes, I did start college with four of my closest friends in high school. However, they did become moms at a young age, which I was only best friends with one of them. So despite only having one friend, I feel like being more out there, being more social, and getting out of my comfort zone really helped me in the long run and being able to get that full experience, even though I was not a resident in campus.
Yeah, I definitely feel like building those connections is one of the hardest parts coming into college. For me, I didn't know anybody coming into school either. And now being a commuter, I definitely understand your struggle as well, building those connections and maintaining those connections, because you're not involved on campus with your dorm friends anymore. You're not involved with people you see on a daily, just because life gets in the way sometimes. So it's like we each go our different ways. And for you, how did balancing school, family expectations, and possibly work impact your academic journey? Because I know that you worked multiple jobs as well, which is how I met you. So tell us a little bit more about that.
So for me, balancing school, family expectations, and work impacted my academic journey, I say in a good way, but also in a bad way. I will start with the negative side to it. I feel like juggling all those three elements did take a mental toll on my physical and mental health. I feel like I was at some point isolated. I feel like I didn't have that opportunity to be more social when I wanted to, just because every day is either I had to go to school, work, or do some type of volunteer hours. But this also included my responsibilities at home. So that was not a win, but a loss for me. In the bright side, I feel like juggling all those three elements did help me to be more of a multitasker, I should say, or being able to multitask a lot of things. However, it did create a lot of stress. Most of the time, I did feel overwhelmed. But however, I was able to support my family, and I was able to not only help my mom but also my little brother academically. And since there was also the factor where my mom couldn't help me financially with my school, I was mostly obligated to start working at 18 when I first started Dominican to provide for the necessities that I needed, school supplies that I needed, or even paying my own tuition, which I feel like it was a heavy load in my back, which never ended. I was always constantly thinking about the next payment or related things to take care of myself as well.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that's one of the hardest things, is juggling everything at the same time. But from experience of working with you, I definitely see those traits building up upon you, because you have always been super hardworking and super detail oriented, that you bring a lot to the office that we work at. And I feel like even though it's hard at first, it builds the type of person that you are. And despite that, you still show up to classes and you still do your work on time and you still try to make time to take care of yourself as well. And I feel like that's definitely something that you learn over the years, especially as a young adult too, because I have experienced those types of things also, and it definitely can be a lot.
Yeah, I feel like it could be exhausting most of the time, but despite everything, I feel like it motivates me to stay focused and push through the difficulties that life has to throw at us.
And another question for you, Kaylee, do you feel that there is enough representation of Latin students and professionals in occupational therapy? Why or why not?
I say no. I don't feel there's enough representation of Latin students and professionals in occupational therapy. As a senior, I was able to complete my field placement at Ready, Set, Go Therapy, and I noticed there was little to no children from the Latin community being served. This stood out to me because it highlighted the gap that still exists between the Latin community and access to healthcare services like OT. A lack of representation can make families feel disconnected or even hesitant to seek support, especially when language and cultural barriers are presented. With this experience, it reinforced my desires to be part of the change and help create more inclusive and accessible care for the Latin families.
I definitely agree in that aspect, because I feel like a lot of the service learning opportunities here, I've noticed from my experiences as well, is that there's not a lot of Latin students being able to access certain things. And I feel like that's definitely a big issue, especially nowadays with all the issues going on in politics. It's definitely been showing a lot in our community. And I feel like us being more involved with our community and how you've been doing your service learning and also contributing to San Rafael School, that definitely makes the big difference for our community. And I feel like that's definitely amazing to do. And I'm sure our community is very grateful for the work that you do at SRS as well. And with that, I feel like another thing that I've also talked about in a previous episode is that feeling of self-doubt and imposter syndrome. And I know that sometimes we may feel like we're not doing enough for our community. But one thing that I want to ask you is, I know that St. Raphael School is a Catholic school and that Catholicism is very important to you, just as it is to me. But how much do you actually depend on your religion throughout this journey? Because I know for me, for example, whenever I feel moments of despair or anything, I turn to God and I pray for guidance and I pray for strength. And I just want to know how your relationship with God has helped you overcome that self-doubt and imposter syndrome that you felt before.
If I'm going to be honest, I feel like at first I was not so much into leaning on to God, because there was a point within my 4 years here at Dominican that I lost hope. I feel like he wasn't listening to my prayers, or he was just throwing challenges that I didn't deserve. However, with time, with prayer from my parents and going to adoration on my own, I feel like I did apologize to God and I did lean on him more despite everything that was going on. When it came to self-doubt, I feel like he really did help me in his ways and in my ways by putting in effort, especially coming and being raised from a Catholic family. And I really thank my parents, because they were able to not only to remind me every day to lean on him, but to get closer to him, which I feel like today he has given me more strength to push on the challenges that comes within school and outside of school as well.
I'm definitely glad that you were able to find that connection with God himself, because I know he's definitely helped me through so many things. And thank you so much for your time, for being with me on this episode. One last question for you. What advice would you give to other first generation Latin students who are interested in healthcare or pursuing OT?
My advice is to believe in yourself and to not be afraid to ask for help. The journey can feel overwhelming at times, especially when you don't have a clear guide, but that doesn't mean you don't belong. Use your surroundings, such as your mentors, your friendships, your professors, and even campus resources, and trust that you are more than capable to succeed in whatever you put your mind into. Thank you for having me, and on behalf of DJ Dulce, stay tuned for the next episode.